Whether you are having a good day, a bad day, or it's a holiday, there is one flavorful item that will make it sweeter: candy. We all have our personal favorites and are accustomed to their taste and textures. But a new trend in candy not only builds on the flavor of our favorites, it changes the texture so it can literally melt in your mouth. Freeze-dried candy has burst onto the scene everywhere, including Timmins. One person who hopes to capitalize on this tasty trend is Linda Douglas, producer of Sweet Magic freeze-dried candy. She makes delicious sweet morsels at her home in South Porcupine. "I have a production area only for freeze-drying in my home," Douglas said. "It is inspected by the Porcupine Health Unit like any home food producers. The equipment used in freeze-drying is expensive. So, she checked out the process thoroughly before making her investment. I researched the freeze dryer for quite some time because I wanted to do some food preservation," she said. "When I was looking at it, I found out you can make candy. So, when I got it, I started doing candy. Freeze drying takes all of the moisture out of foods to make it shelf stable. The flavor of the candy isn't altered by the process. If anything, it is enhanced by reducing the water content. The texture, however, is the big change. Freeze-dried candies are crunchy at first, then melt in your mouth. I put the candy on the tray and set it in the machine," Douglas said. "There are settings you have to change. In a couple of hours, the candy is done. Each candy takes different amounts of time. It took a lot of research and reading and referring to the manuals a lot." She has a wide variety of candies available in numerous flavors. "I have 20 different flavors of freeze-dried saltwater taffy," she said. "I have Jolly Ranchers, I have Werther's, Milk Duds, Reese's, marshmallows, different types of marshmallows, peach rings, gummy worms, all kinds of gummies, and Ms. Yeah, there's tons of candies. There are lots of people making these mouth-watering treats, and they share information about their sweet artwork. There's a Facebook network for freeze-drying candy," Douglas said. "So, we basically know which candies work and which ones don't. Sometimes it's just trial and error. The process was originally developed to preserve foods for an extended period of time. You can use freeze-drying to preserve all kinds of food," she said. "You can do meat, fruits, vegetables, just about anything. You add water or cook it in different ways to bring in back." Currently, she has been selling her candy at community events. "I just started in November," she said. "I got my machine in August, started making candy in November, then started going to events." She has been at craft shows in the Porcupine Mall and recently set up a booth at the South Porcupine Winter Carnival Vendors event held at Northern College. She has plans to attend other vending events. "I'll be going to the Mountjoy Farmers Market every Saturday all summer," Douglas said. Outside of special events, people can send her orders then pick them up. She accepts cash or e-transfer for payment. "I can do a curbside pickup," Douglas explained. "They can text me and then I'll bring it out to them when they get out to my place. If they have orders, use text for sure so I'll get it right away. I am working on a business Facebook page." While freeze-dried candy brings tasty fun to people of all ages, she especially enjoys seeing children experience the new treats. "I reasonably price my candy so that kids can get a few bags with their allowance money," she said. "And keep an eye out for more flavors and varieties being introduced in the near future." For more information about Sweet Magic freeze-dried candy, text 705-288-9181 or email sweetmagicfdcandy@hotmail.com. You can also find them on Facebook.